Talker Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
Now, as you can see... let me just say this. We're 3 years old in the comedy game, right?
Yep, young.
Young.
Speak your mind.
All right, so 3 years ago... I'm at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. That's our home club.
That's right.
Nervous new comic. I had people to come see me.
You did, yeah. Hell yeah, you did.
And here comes this young,
right?
Younger fella, comfortable on stage, right? Like sitting down, like looking at right the there. Audience. Like, yeah, literally like that, sitting, like, that's looking. Crazy. He had goggles on his head, and he's like, all y'all here to see Uncle Phil? Talking about me. With the master comfortability, he had jokes laid out to, you know, he was like a comedic genius in my eyes, in my early comedian eyes, you know.
I'll take
like
that.
Right.
A young...
I'll take that.
You know, a young comedic genius, comfortable on stage. You know, back then I knew him as Dean 2000. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. This is Mr. Dean right here.
Give it up.
Give it up, y'all.
Yeah.
Dean is in the house.
Y'all having me, man.
Where can they find you at, man?
Shit. I be on the PlayStation more than I be on Facebook. But on Facebook, I'm Man Dean Go. And it's Dean, D-E-E-N. On Instagram and Twitter, I'm Dean2000 underscore underscore.
There it is.
Where should I look? Should I look in the camera?
Yeah, look
should
in the
I
camera.
Look at y'all?
They look, they
look
at you.
Look in the camera. Well,
when
shit.
You're telling that, and then when we talk, we can, you know, I always just look. You can actually forget that's here, but if we're talking, you know, you can look back and forth.
Yeah,
if
you it's up say to you, something man.
Right. I'm new to this shit, man. This yeah. is
I
like,
feel you, man.
I always look at him most of the time, unless I got something to say to these motherfuckers right here, you know, like directly, because you got to remember, people are just listening too.
Oh yeah, that is right. This is tight.
I forget a lot of that shit.
And the liquor starting to kick in. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of people.
Shout out to all of our listeners out there.
All the people outside.
Pandora, yeah. iHeartRadio, what's up?
Oh, we all over the place.
All over the place. So
Google.
They gonna know who Dean.
Apple iPod.
2000.
I mean, Apple.
What's up? He says he got to earn 2000, but in my mind, he's already earned the 2000. I mean, I don't know what earning 2000 means, but that's what he came out to. That's what he is.
Apple Podcast. Google Castbox. Am I messing it up?
Naming all the places.
Yeah.
Am I messing up?
I mean, you're just saying all the places.
I'm trying. It's cool. I'm trying to remember them all. Shout out to everybody. Ditzer, thanks for listening.
I think Ditzer.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, shout okay. out to everybody.
I subscribed on YouTube, but I'm going to subscribe on Apple as well.
We there?
Because that's where I listen to most of my podcasts.
We there?
Yeah, okay, YouTube is what's watching most of the time. They get the view. We got like over, what, 1,400 subscribers?
1.4 something.
They're out there.
And thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Hit the like and subscribe.
Yes, please.
And notifications, please. And pass it on to everybody.
Yeah, man.
Please do so. We got Usher on this motherfucker.
Oh, my God. That's hey,
we got Usher. Hey, we got man. Usher, a.k.a. Unk.
No,
my girl's gonna sit there and crack up. Yeah, I hear that shit all the time, man. Yeah, that's funny.
Usher, what was Unk's song?
What? Oh, Walking Out?
Yeah.
Walking Out.
Oh, that's some bullshit. That's I'll shit. Take Usher. Oh, no. That's crazy. These bitches like Usher. Shit. I'm telling my girl, like, why I gotta look like... I mean, it's not a bad thing when somebody tell you like Usher, but...
No.
Can you dance?
He dancing. Sing. I want to like somebody tough.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson, you ladies and gentlemen. He's a rock.
That's stretching it.
Can you smell with the rock? Oh, okay. That's stretching.
I tell her I look like Morris Chestnut. That's what I tell my girl. I don't look tough though.
Morris Chestnut ain't tough.
But he's a handsome dude.
Ricky.
You know
who? You kidding me? He was Ricky.
He was Ricky, but he wasn't hardcore.
I mean, he played football.
He don't look like the dude you wanted to. Who you he rather fight, cute. Usher or Morris Chestnut? You rather fight Usher?
Usher all day.
Yeah.
You don't want to fight Morris Chestnut.
I don't want to fight Morris Chestnut.
So to the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Nor Terrence Howard, because Terrence Howard looked like he'll do some old crazy.
That nigga brilliant, yeah.
He can't whoop that trick. I wouldn't want to fuck with him.
He might start levitating.
He might levitate and throw some shit in your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, see, you didn't see that coming. You know why?
See, whoop that trick, man.
Because 1 + 1 is not 2.
So
Hustle and Flow?
He was he was a pimp in that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did rap.
Was he whooping ass?
I think he whooped Ludacris's ass.
Well, he didn't whoop the girl's ass.
No.
But you know what?
I've been keeping this in, man. What?
Uh-oh. Terrence Howard get canceled.
Terrence Howard's a great actor.
Yes.
And he's home team. He's from here. Shout out to Terrence Howard.
Is he from here?
Why y'all didn't know that?
Because I don't know from Cleveland. It's Cleveland.
Yeah, Terrence Howard's from Cleveland.
Who cares about Cleveland?
I didn't know that.
Uh-oh. Terrence Howard cares about Cleveland.
Okay, well, shout out to Terrence Howard. I like
You're
Terrence
from
Howard.
Erie, PA.
I am from Erie.
You like the Steelers.
Yeah, I do.
He like the Squealers.
And you like the Browns.
I was born a Browns fan.
He don't pay attention to football.
That's
it don't
crazy.
Matter. I don't look, I quit the Browns.
You don't pay attention to football.
I quit the Browns in 85. Because they made me cry. I was 10 years old and I was crying.
Yeah, we.
Oh yeah, you were invested.
Yeah, weak as wolf was.
What?
You hear how weak his wolf was? He's not wolf. Anyway, Terrence Howard and whoop that trick.
Black and yellow.
Look.
Whoop that
if
trick.
If you from Memphis,
yep.
You supposed to sound like 3-6 Mafia and Project Pat.
Well, that's who was on.
No, he didn't sound like that. He sound like Vern. You know what I mean, Burn? He sounded like, you know, very bad accent.
He made it in his fucking room.
Look, Terrence Howard sounded like.
I'm going to make these suckers.
I seen parts of the movie.
Man, Terrence Howard sounded like.
I seen that shit.
You know what I mean, Burn? You know, like, come on. Terrence Howard, you should have did some more research. You was so arrogant and thought you had the shit on lock. You sound like a white country person instead of a person from Memphis.
Damn.
That ain't the brother to just be calling out, man.
Who, Terrence Howard?
Yeah.
I call him out. I call out everybody.
Hey, that's him.
I just all day, right? Look at him.
I'm giving props.
He fucking up my brand.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, hold on.
What the fuck? Look. I want to have
Wait, hold on. You talking
about the universe.
Hold on. You talking about a guy.
Who knows about the universe?
No, you know who I am.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like. I know I got my. You didn't tag him either. You know I got an ass whooping coming from Billy Blake.
I didn't tag him.
You should have. You scared motherfucker.
I didn't follow him. I gotta follow him first.
Tag him.
Tag nobody. You ain't following.
And look, I know Billy Blake. If he 50-60, I know he could whoop my ass.
Billy Blake.
Yeah, I call.
He was talking shit because he has overbites. I guess. And he was talking about burning his room.
Look. Think about it, Dean. Look, I don't know how your dental is, but me and Justin have overbites.
Yes.
And we constantly burn in our mouths because of our overbite.
You don't fucking wait. You just eat fucking scorpions.
Certain things are worth burning your mouth.
Nah, but go ahead.
So I came up with a thing like if you gave yourself an underbite like this here and bit the pizza, it wouldn't burn off your mouth. And I was like, Billy Blanks, I know you burn the roof of your mouth all the time.
Billy Blake's gonna
come whoop your ass. Right. With his overbite.
Right. How old is he?
I don't know, but he has a major overbite.
Yeah, he's still in.
I know, but yeah. I'm just saying.
He in look, shape.
All the time.
Yeah, even after he whooped my ass, he's still going to have an overbite, and I'm sure he whoops. He's still burning the top of his mouth. Whooping my ass won't solve that problem. Billy Blanks, I'm trying to give you some tips.
Ways to eat his pizza like a normal person instead of just going in. Like
get an underbite, like. No, put your,
don't work. I think we described. I think we that shit don't work.
But look, if you bite, it will. And you got an underbite like this here?
Don't bring this up. We got guests.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, fuck. Hey, look, we got Dean 2000 in the house.
Well, I'm sorry, Dean.
I don't know. Underbite. Pizza.
Get back on track. We got a guest.
Yes, we have Dean in the house.
Special guest.
Like I said, like Dean is in the house.
Hey.
So. I want to know.
Literally in the house. You know what I want to know is.
Yes.
Because I was like, all right, whose house is this? It's your house.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Jay's house. So are most of the people in the neighborhood, do they look like him?
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah, so do the speed limit when you leave.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah, that's what I need to know. Like, this area that we in right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because look, I told y'all my situation at work.
I also don't got a license. My shit suspended. I don't got insurance. I don't got nothing, bro. I'm dirty right
now. You will be fine.
Okay, cool.
Riding
so
dirty.
I'm trying to fix stuff right now. I think the audio went out a little.
No, but we good on the video. So, Mr. Dean, tell me, man. How long have you been doing cop?
Consistently, I say 5 years. But my first time doing it was 2011.
Speak on.
And yeah, I got to tell this story. All right. So I'm gonna start from the beginning.
Yes.
It's 2011. I'm 19 years old. Yeah. I'm not doing shit with my life. I'm just sitting in my mom's house watching YouTube all day, but I'm watching Kevin Hart on YouTube. So like he was vlogging and like they were playing basketball. He was playing with his boys. They were like going around the country doing comedy. I'm like, I want to do this shit. Like right. I can do that. I've been in school clowning and shit. Like
shit. For sure.
Yeah. So I don't know if I think I called my dad and told him that I want to do it or that I was already doing it, so he would be more on the gravy train. So
what? Huh, where were you living?
I was living in Georgia. My dad is here in Warren. But okay. So there's a guy named Sherman Golden. You heard of Mr. Golden? Sherman Golden, the comedian from Warren. So right now he's on tour with Chris Tucker.
Okay.
And they're overseas right now. But he's from Warren.
Nice.
And so either it was through my mom or through my dad where I got connected with him, and he took me to a club, 25 and up club in Conyers, Georgia. So check this out. Okay. So my best friend, his name is Jonathan Bryant. He moved from Warren to California and then to Georgia, right? So on the way to the club, I'm telling Mr. Golden, yeah, Conyers, I got a buddy in Conyers, you know what I'm saying? I ain't seen him in like 8 years or I ain't seen him in a while. And his sister is a singer and whatnot. She does this, and that. Mm-hmm. We get to the club, I got my notebook and whatnot. As soon as we get to the door, who's the first person I see?
Your best friend?
His sister.
Ooh, singer.
Yeah, so I'm like, dude, I'm in the right place.
Right,
like,
nice.
Like, that right there told me, like, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing this. I should be. But it went all right. Like, okay. I got off stage and I was like, I need to live more.
Right.
And so from then, I started living.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, 19. But, hey, man, at least at that time, do you know what I was thinking at that time? I'm like, I could go to college.
Yeah,
degree.
That shit had already failed for me, bro.
Well, you know, that was just like the mindset of growing up in Erie, PA, in a little town, city, whatever the fucking case. That's what you did.
You guys were so mature at 19.
Yeah, what was you doing at 19?
At 19, I was like, you know how many pairs I haven't seen?
Well, I mean, that's always in the back of my mind.
I want to see all of them.
Of panties?
That's what you're talking about.
Pairs of
titties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, for sure.
That's what I was thinking at 19.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's always
I'm thinking at 32.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know how many are out there that haven't been seen that I need to see?
Of course, but you still got to go.
You guys were so mature.
College. Trust me, that was my thought process.
You guys are so mature at 19.
But that, you know, shit didn't happen that way. Of course, you drop out and life fucking changes after that. But, you know what I mean? But to be at 19 and say, I'm going to do comedy, like.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely tried it. And it was a 25 and up club.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't even remember it being anyone in there. 25. It seemed like it was like 30 and up.
Okay,
I feel so. Right. I'm super young in there.
Right,
and
right,
I,
right.
I mean, I did
so,
all right.
So after that, did you think just because your material, when you had to talk about, you needed?
I
was
like
live?
I ain't got shit to talk about. Yeah, okay. What? Like, I got up there and I told a joke that my buddy told me that his dad told him. So I stole material. Then I went off the cuff.
But hey.
And it worked.
That's what you do.
And it worked. Yeah, it worked. But yeah, that's some shit. Because when I try to go off the cuff, it doesn't work.
Now,
yeah, it doesn't work.
Really?
It's gotta be organic.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's when definitely I try to just
organic.
Well, not mistaken, I don't know if it was you or your homie. Was my first hecklers on stage. I don't know if it was you.
Oh, it definitely wasn't me.
I wouldn't heckle.
No.
Somebody was like. It wasn't really a heckle, but it threw me off. It was like, I see you got on there, Ralph.
Yeah, that wasn't me. I think that was Willie. I think that was my dude, Willie.
I mean, okay, even though, like, if you think about it, like, now it wouldn't bother you.
Mm.
But if you nervous as fuck.
Oh, yeah. When you're on stage.
And you're trying to think about your material that you practice.
Yeah.
Anything can set you off. You know, like.
You've been heckled before?
I haven't been heckled so much as, like, people talk back during my set. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever said nothing, like, out loud, like, ignorant or whatever. But, like, you know, you had that bitch who
I got heckled.
She was loud. Yeah, you've
been. I've been heckled. They called me names, like Suge Knight and some other shit.
Yeah.
When I had my beard.
Yeah.
How do you respond?
If I can see you, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
If I can't see you, I'm like... I think I said whoever that voice is in the dark, but the dude that I saw that heckled me, I called him Remy from Higher Learning.
Yeah.
Remy was like this skinhead dude. And I was like, yeah, I see you, Remy. You know what I'm saying?
Remy was the dude.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, yeah, yep. I see you, Remy, because he called me Suge Knight. If I can see you, you going to get it.
Yeah, no,
I don't go after the audience.
Yeah.
I don't, but if I can see you.
A lot of my material's not where people heckle out. More mm-hmm. so they react to what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And then either I go with it or, you know, I can go a certain way.
But that's where I'm from. I'm from the shits.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm with the shits, but I don't.
I never got heckled.
Really?
Yeah. I'm waiting for
But you
it.
Look like you with the shits, though.
I can't wait to get heckled.
Because you can look at somebody and tell when they with the shits. You mm-hmm. look like you with the shits.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's I'm with the shits.
From. Like I said, I've grown up. I've had a university of learning through my father and friends.
Your dad was with it.
Yeah. Just the friends, too. I mean, that's all you do when you're hanging with your friends.
Your dad, is he still alive?
Yeah.
How old is he?
72.
Is he still like?
Oh yeah. We still talk shit. Oh, that's what's up.
Well, let me just tell you, like, Mr. Fuller, the Don. I called him. I asked him, "Can I call him?"
You know his dad.
I asked him, "Can I call him the Don?" He said, "I could call him the Don." His name is Donald.
That's what's up.
I call him the Don. So, all right. So, he had to go through a stage of learning and maturity.
Yes, he did.
His dad.
You know, I ain't.
Oh, he like because you was black.
I'm not gonna say that, but
you just did.
No. But what I want to tell you is,
as I was growing up, he used to try and keep me from certain friends who he thought, you know what I mean, were
the black ones.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay.
Oh,
but,
this is a. Let's get into this one. This is a good one.
No, let's get into it. But because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
At the point where I met him. I'm in his home.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his pictures, and I said, and he's chilling. I hugged his wife. This dude was cool. He chilling. I'm telling you, it was his birthday. This is my experience. You hear the stories, and you know, you're like, okay. But at this point in his life,
is stories about your dad?
I mean, I brought stuff up, you know, like just how I've been growing up, you know, because my buddies, growing up across the street, my buddy Andre and Damien, they're, you know, half black, half white, you know what I mean? And growing
Andre up, and Damien, yeah, they were bad, weren't they?
No, okay, they're my brothers. They're my brothers.
Andre and Damien, them niggas sound like troublemakers.
Smartest, awesomest people in the world. Okay, you know what I mean? Now we got in some shit. Yeah. But they weren't bad. We didn't do some ignorant shit. We did fun shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't never do no fucked up shit. But, you know what I mean? Him growing up a certain way, he thought, oh, we're going to get you in trouble. Meanwhile, I was a bad motherfucker. You know what I mean? And it was always the thought process where it was like, which is funny because even my sons have Puerto Rican. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's just in your life, you know what I mean? It's not about that. You know what I mean? And we talk about it all the time.
So this is where I met his dad. Like, at this point in his life, like I said, it was his birthday. He chilling. He's cool as fuck. It's his birthday. I'm like, what y'all doing? He was like, yeah, going out to dinner. His wife, Justin's mom, I hugged his mom. Dude is cool as a cucumber. I'm looking at his pictures of his family, and I'm like, yo, man. This is a legacy right here. And all I saw, my experience of his dad was a proud man of his family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you did a good job. And he's sitting there like, thanks, man. You know, like, you know, bullshit aside, like, because you could look at life as bullshit, like everything. But now it's like when you get to a certain age, some people don't get it. Some people do.
Yeah.
In my mind, in my heart, I feel like his father got it.
Yeah.
He's been forced to change in many, many situations, and I think I've been the cause of it. You know what I mean? I've been that child in his life.
Yeah, kudos to that. But I'm just saying, like, I'm like...
I'll say with marijuana, too. Dead set against it. Dead set against it.
Don't tell me you smoke now.
I go to his house. He's like, oh, are you chasing the skunks around?
He smoked?
No, I tried to get him to. We were at camp one time, and I was like, here you go, Dad. Come on. We at camp. It's me, you, and Macho. Let's go.
He almost did it?
No, he was like, nope, got my beer.
That's why he, because if he smoked, he'd change even more.
Oh, hell yeah.
That should have changed him.
Yeah.
But, you know, life can change you.
It can.
Yeah, life can change. Right.
Like, because in my experience, like, as far as, like, when people are stuck in their ways, it's because they never went nowhere.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah.
Right.
They never went nowhere. And, like, some of the most versatile people are the well-traveled people.
Yeah.
Well-traveled people or people that was in prison.
Yeah, well, they have to find some shit. Yeah.
Well, man. Like, the people in prison, they actually know the truth because they lived with whomever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the well-traveled people, they ain't on that bullshit. Because they've been and they know they probably saved someone else's life or somebody else probably saved their life.
Right, right.
And they have a mutual respect and they like, man, that shit is bullshit.
Yeah, a lot of people grow up in a certain place and a certain mindset. And you know what I mean? That's what they know. Problem is that's what they teach. And that's the problem.
Yeah,
you know
my grandma. Yeah, I can't bring a white girl home. Like, nah, that's it. Hey, that's a wrap.
And you know,
but she love Obama.
So like I had a joke about my dad. Like my dad was not George Jefferson because people think George Jefferson was the opposite of Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
No, my dad was not George Jefferson. My dad was a black
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker. You know what I'm saying? Period. So it was like, that's who my dad was. And it was like, but one thing that blew my mind about my dad was he was a music junkie. So whenever he used to play a record, they was playing records back then.
Yeah.
Whenever he used to play a record, he used to put the album cover, like, and I guess in front so he won't misplace it or whatever. And one day it was like, I forget who it was playing, and I'm like, it was some straight preppy looking white dudes on the cover. but they was playing some like hard ass jazz, like. And I said, "Hey, Dad, why those white people playing black people music?" Mm. And Archie Bunker told me, "Archie Bunker, son, music has no color."
Wow,
that was my cue and my green light to listen to whatever the fuck I wanted to.
Okay,
so that's why I was listening.
How about I was digging through my dad's records and he had "Get Down on It." Get down on it.
So yeah, they make good music.
Yeah, like right. They're jamming on the one.
Okay. I got a couple I'm gonna impress him with on this night.
Yeah. So you know what, man?
Yeah. But anyway, so who are some of your influences in this
for comedy?
Shit?
Oh man!
So since you were 19 years old, getting into
like who was you watching?
I gotta
you
say,
said Kevin Hart at one point.
That's the dude who made me feel like I can do this. Really? Shit. So I gotta say, Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Bro, I used to watch Chappelle show like it was my religion.
That's the goat.
I love Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
I love Robin Harris. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Robin Harris is my dude.
Yeah.
He called dude a test tube baby, bro. That's funny.
Test tube baby.
Corey Holcomb. I love Corey Holcomb. I love Chris Rock. I love George Carlin. I like Daniel Tosh. I like a lot of people,
but
I like people like that I grew up with.
Right.
Like, people who don't try to be funny are the funniest people to me.
Right.
So. People just from the classroom or from the neighborhood.
Yeah. But none of them do it. Like, my brother-in-law is hilarious. Yeah. Somebody wants to get on stage. None of them want to get on stage.
Yeah, none of them do it. But you know what, though? It's like, because people think I'm funny. And okay, so I may be funny, but it's a difference between, like, are you funny? And can you write a joke?
Yeah.
And can you perform it?
Yeah.
For 5 minutes?
Yeah. The shit that goes into it. Isn't it great when you find out that people die? Mm-hmm. It's not fun to watch.
Yo, you thought you could do this shit. Huh?
Yeah. Nope. But when you see it, do you ever watch Kill Tony?
I just found out about that dude.
Kill Tony?
I just found out about that dude.
Okay, yeah.
You know how I found out about him? The roast.
Okay, yeah, the roast.
Who's roast? Tom Brady's roast.
Yeah. He was fucking them up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah, he's good at it.
Yeah, he was fucking up dude that what was it? The
David
big dude?
Lucas
and
they go at it all the
big
time,
dude.
Yeah.
That just recently passed away. Like how you
Teddy.
Double cheeked up on a Thursday. What was his name?
Teddy something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so yeah, Tony he's good.
I mean, that's what comedians do.
But at the same time,
because
like,
he's known for going hard on shit. That's
but
why.
But think about where he's from, though.
Yeah. Oh, he's from Youngstown. I know.
Hilaire.
Yeah.
This is it.
Plus, his dad was in the mafia, I think.
I mean, regardless
of with it.
But it's like.
That's crazy.
You in this area? Anybody come out with comedy in this area,
but
man.
But he didn't start here. He went out to L.A.
It don't matter. He was groomed here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Life,
you know what I'm saying? Life, like,
yeah.
He probably
who else is from Ohio?
Who else?
On the comedy side.
Oh,
Chappelle.
So
right,
many.
Chappelle.
Is he from Ohio? Would you say he's from Ohio?
Yeah.
Would you say he's from D.C.?
No, I'm going to say he's from here. I'm claiming him.
Bet.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Who y'all like?
Who do I like?
Mount Rushmore. Who y'all Mount Rushmore?
It's one of the top
four.
Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
How did I not mention Eddie Murphy?
Cause
that is my favorite. Eddie Murphy is the greatest
Eddie
entertainer
Murphy.
That doesn't do music. He even
does
did
music.
He
yeah.
does music. But to
party
me, like,
all the time. Party
bro, Eddie Murphy
all
is
time.
The GOAT.
Party
as far as
the
top
time.
Entertainers, like for real, like entertainers, my top three entertainers, comedy included, would be Jamie Foxx, Wayne Brady, and Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Like, it ain't nothing that those dudes can't do.
Right, facts.
They could do everything.
Yeah.
To me, I call them dudes cartoons. Because you know how Bugs Bunny can, like, switch into the characters and shit, like, and do everything?
Vaudevillain.
Who?
A vaudevillain. You ever heard of it?
Nope.
That's what they're called.
A vaudevillain?
Vaudevillain, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's what Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx, they're vaudevillains.
Do you know, I mean, A lot of people don't mention Wayne Brady, but I.
Oh, no. Right.
Wayne Brady is like, he can sing.
Yep.
He can act. He can,
I have heard his ass sing before.
And he can rap. He could like think of things like on spot like that. Like,
well, that was that show they did.
Whose line is it anyway? Yeah, but it's still like he's like real sharp.
Have y'all ever done improv?
No. I would love to do improv.
Yeah.
I would love to do improv. I haven't done it. But I'm gonna say this to Wayne Brady.
Of course he is. He's never gonna watch, but go ahead.
You never know. Tag him. Stop being a beta and tag him.
Then I gotta follow Wayne Brady.
No, you
Brady.
Don't. You just at Wayne Brady. Look, let me tell you something, Wayne Brady. I'm a big fan of yours. But when you said,
I'm Wayne Brady, bitch.
When you say? Said when Paul Mooney said Wayne Brady makes Brian Gumbel look like Malcolm X. You didn't appreciate that. You didn't think it was funny. But that was funny as hell. That was the funniest thing I ever seen. And it was funny. And I'm sorry it hurt your feelings. But that shit was hilarious. He said, Wayne Brady makes Brian Gumbel look like Malcolm X.
I got another one for y'all. What's the best Chappelle Show skit?
When he was
Clayton Bixby.
Clayton Bixby.
That's gotta be the answer.
That was to me that made him the GOAT.
I don't know. Prince is good.
That was good.
That was good.
I showed my grandma that Clayton Bixby shit, and she was cracking the fuck up. Yeah.
Clayton Bixby was hilarious, especially when he said, "What? They out there beating on my truck." He was like, "That's right, get it." That was hilarious.
No, when they said he divorced his wife and she was a nigger lover.
That was hilarious.
2 years our show was on. That's it.
That's it, bro. That's it. 2 years.
It was funny to me. Total. When he said,
"You weren't around for the In Living Color." I mean, you were born for In Living Color
reruns. My mom used to have the DVDs. I only saw reruns, but I felt the impact of Chappelle Show. I remember seeing it on TV when my dad was cutting our hair in the basement, and I remember it was the piss on you, and I remember like trying not to laugh because I don't want my dad to know that I understand what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah,
like I want to piss on you,
piss.
That shit is hilarious, bro.
So then both of your parents are still with us.
My mother's not. No, my pops is still here. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Man, I still hear her voice.
I'm sure.
Loud and clear telling me, leave these white girls alone.
Your grandma going. Your grandma going.
Boy, I'll be sneaking them alls in the house.
So,
my mom died. First thing she saw me do was fuck a white girl. We good.
Damn. Sorry, moms. But, you know, R.I.P.
What was you about to ask me, bro?
I was gonna ask you like your humor.
Yeah.
Where, like, if from your mom and dad, or maybe both? Who do you think you got it from? Like,
probably my mom.
Your mom.
Yeah, okay. Probably her. My dad think he funny. That nigga is. You funny when you don't try to be funny.
So he's one of those.
It's improv.
Let me tell y'all about my dad. My dad is the mayor of the town.
Okay.
Good.
So, living in Warren is a whole total experience for me because...
Because right. Prince.
Because you...
So, they think, man, I'm in the motherfucking hood every day, bro. I still live in, you know what I'm saying? Well...
But that's... What's that motherfucking Aladdin? You know, the princess. She went out to the fuck. That's you. You just going out there because you.
You calling me the princess?
You're the prince, but you go out there in the motherfucking. You know.
We're from the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's where you hang out. That's where you're from. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're a prince hanging out in your spot.
I'll be like, yo, niggas think I'm a bitch.
Why? Because he's the mayor.
Yeah, bro.
I mean,
wait a minute. Wait.
Perception.
Wait.
Perception. Wait. He didn't become mayor till I was already.
Wait a minute.
Grown.
Wait a minute. You know? Yeah. He's really the mayor.
I'm being 100% for real.
Like, fact. Not like the hood
nigga,
mayor.
You can Google it right now.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, bro. Yeah.
I followed you right off the rip. Why is he taking so long?
Because I'm slow.
I guess.
Because you know, in politics, once they let the black man become the mayor, the town went to shit.
He's stupid.
So, let me...
In politics, once they let a nigga get the job... First of all,
like, I've only known aliases of you. I didn't know your name or your last name.
Okay.
So, if I knew your last name, I would have connected the dots because I have worn ties.
Okay, yeah.
Like I said, like, when I told you my homeboy speaks Warren...
Yeah, okay.
He's Warren, you know. He's born and raised there, and it's such a small town.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about
small
Warren is
the hot dog shop.
I know about the hot dog shop. See, I know about Scarpazzi's.
Scarpazzi's, that's where it is.
Yeah, Scarpazzi's is in Warren.
Shit, I don't even know what that is.
It's a produce place.
Okay.
It's down. It's right across from Save-A-Lot.
Shouldn't even give them right love.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. That's all I know about Warren.
Yeah, that's a free. That's a free. Nah.
And then one of the Arab guys from Warren. He referred to the ladies as the Circle Cup girls.
Circle Cup girls.
I know who the Circle K girls. They walk up and down the streets with the Circle K cups.
The fuck.
They hookers.
Yes.
Yeah. And, on North Park. Yep.
And,
Circle K.
And
my girl work over there.
It's a popular dentist in the area that I was in, and it's a fucking big ass house. You know what I'm talking about?
What's the dot on East Market? They got a pond in front of their house.
It's a big ass dent. I mean, it ain't booming because I see a lot of traffic go through
Yeah.
And it's a dentist's office, but it's a house.
So it's like a drive through place.
It's a big ass house.
Warren County thing.
No, well, see, Warren. Correct me. Stop me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Warren was big on industry. It had a lot of factory jobs there once upon a time.
Lordstown, General Motors was in Lordstown. So that's right there. So a lot of people worked at General Motors and lived in
Warren. Shut down and all that shit.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and your dad's the mayor.
The mayor.
Bam!
That nigga been mayor for like 12 years, bro. It's a monopoly at this point.
Oh, you ain't getting rid of
him. They can't beat this nigga.
That's right.
I gotta make some phone calls after this.
I gotta make some phone calls. I told you all the shit I'm going through. My license suspended. This don't mean shit. I'm under investigation at work, bro. This don't mean shit. I'm not reaping no benefits.
Privileges. Where's my privileges?
I don't get none,
because you don't want none.
You want a refill?
No. Oh, it is? Just a little splash. Just a little splash.
Since you're doing refill, my G.
Oh, you want some too? Alright.
Off camera. Shit.
Oh shit.
You know. I'm not reaping no benefits.
Okay.
Well,
hey, but I do know that Warren is a small town.
Yeah.
And everybody. Yeah, because I'm looking for it right here. Off camera. That's off camera, yo.
Alright.
Just a little black here. That perfect right there. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
And to me, Warren is like a best kept secret. You know what I mean? Because when I went out there, man.
That's cool, bro.
I never even heard of Warren. Not for real. And I was.
Thanks a lot, nigga.
No, I'm just saying, like...
I heard it because of football, I think.
No, it is a football town.
Yeah.
Warren and Sandusky and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, Ohio's a football town, but when I went out to Warren, I was surprised.
With all due respect to Sandusky, we'd beat the shit out of Sandusky.
Okay. I mean, you know... Yeah, I'm from Cleveland. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have a skyline in cities. And
we done whooped a few Cleveland teams' asses. We done got our ass whooped by
all
a few
Cleveland
teams.
All I can say is every team we play in Cleveland, we did lose to very badly.
Yeah, so.
I'm just saying, Cleveland is.
A lot
is,
of those inner cities.
I know.
Look, let me just say.
We played San Ignatius.
Yeah, I loved playing them because even though they won, they was still stomped. Like
they whooped y'all.
They were still
knew
like so respectable about
they
it.
Like a pro team.
They had so many extra players. All boys. It's an all boys school.
Let me just tell you something about those respectable teams that. Let me get this straight.
But I went to a city school.
Hold on. It was a school.
Was that a shot at me, dude?
Was it Madison? Yeah. I think it was Madison. My son used to play Madison. and they used to whoop their ass so bad and then feed them pizza. You know, like, so it was like, I was like the father of the teams, and this one kid was in distraught. He said, "Look at them over there. They over there eating pizza. Like we just didn't get whooped by them." I said, "Man, it's okay, man. Relax. You know, calm down." He was really upset and distraught. Like,
I feel him.
He was like, "Look at them over there. They just eating pizza.
Fucking losers. Like, y'all just got y'all ass beat. Now y'all eating pizza. Fucking
That's
losers."
That's what Madison used to do to them all the time. So, look, St. Ignatius was like one of the schools. Yeah. Ignatius and Benedictine is like, yo.
It was, what was it? Elyria Catholic, Warren Harding, and St. Ignatius. All three of those.
Now, this is like when y'all was in school.
That was in 95.
Yeah, Harding was tough.
But see, listen, you got to understand.
That was the year, boy.
They used to draft. So that's the difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were in, I think, a quad A at that time. So that was like the top of the motherfuckers, you know, high school fucking teams we were playing against.
Mm-hmm. You gotta realize versus
I wasn't
a school,
starting that year, that's for sure.
Versus a school to say, okay, who want to play football, sign up right here. Versus a school that actually draft.
Oh yeah, they recruit people.
So that's the difference.
Yeah, St. Ignatius gets players from like Florida and shit. They go.
They recruit.
Oh, that's
it's a private school.
Fuck them for that. I have respect to them.
No. They're not homegrown. They get motherfuckers from wherever. Yeah.
We lost to them by like 3 points, and they were like the number 5 team in the nation, number 2 in the state, or something like
that.
Yeah,
we lost them by like
matter of fact
21.
Yo, Dean, if you clean your face, you could play for Ignatius right now. You
know? I look that young.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, what at 19?
I would definitely do that shit, bro. I'd be having dreams.
Don't say that shit. I played at 32. I separated my show. I was playing though for like 2 years.
Man, you know how much they'll run you over, and you'll be like trying to figure out what happened.
Fuck them up. You fucking kidding me,
Jay?
I don't give a fuck,
Jay.
Look, you know what's funny is when I was playing the last year, I was running. And in my mind, I seen this dude. He was running towards the sideline. I ran. I just dove. I hit his ass. And I look, and he dove at the fucking end zone and
scored. Yeah. Damn.
So I just bounced off his ass, and I realized I can't go high on nobody. I gotta go out their legs.
You were a smaller dude.
I've always been the smaller guy. Same. On the fucking team. Unfortunately, but. I always play defense. I always play safety, so it wasn't
the best position.
Yeah,
in the field,
sit
dude.
Back, watch, and take out the ball. Yeah, it was fun, but you get old, you lose a little step. I moved to strong safety, playing that shit. It was so much fun.
Jay,
though.
This is my nephew. He's 19.
Damn.
Oh, I know.
He's 19,
he's
bro.
Big ass dude.
Damn.
I'm not playing with them.
Oh, if I was 6'2", I'd have been pro in something. Believe that.
He's 19. I'm not about to fuck with these kids, man.
Yeah, he got to play sports.
He play football.
He can't do shit else.
He football in South Carolina.
Yeah, he needs to continue.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm like, you know.
Hopefully he's good.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a big,
big nothing.
Guy.
Don't be a big nothing. That was my always thing. I've been picking with them, and I was like, if you be a big nothing, you'll be cleaning the top of ceiling fans.
Yeah.
Like cleaning the blades. And
yeah.
Of ceiling fans and doing
big, clean that?
Yeah, like
not at all.
Yeah. He'll come over here if you're a big nothing, he'll be doing that.
I just didn't know that was a thing until my grandma told me to do that shit a few years ago.
Yeah, usually it is.
So hey, so you knew that you wanted to do comedy at 19?
That's what I was gonna say. At what point did you like just watching Kevin Hart?
That was it, bro.
That was it?
And just like knowing that I don't know what I'm doing with my life
right now. Right, right,
I'm not doing shit.
Yeah. Okay, like, so but you said you did that then and then you took a break. Like how long did you take?
Yeah, man. So
you said been doing it for 5, so you started back in what, like 27?
25.
Okay.
2017-18 is when I started.
Started back? Okay.
Yeah, full time. Yeah, yeah.
You started going to Pittsburgh? Okay, we're in Pittsburgh.
Dude, you guys got to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we
got
to definitely go to Pittsburgh.
I started off at the Beer Hive. It was an open mic. They don't have that anymore.
Okay.
So, but from the times I did go there, I met people. I got booked for a couple shows. I met him at the Funny Stop.
Right.
So, because that couldn't have been, what was that?
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
So you said you 32? Oh.
Yep.
So that you was like 29, 28?
Yeah. 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 Yep. It was before my 30th, because my 30th, I threw a comedy show party for my birthday. And it went okay, and that was the longest time I've done. I probably did like 25, but
okay.
I was drunk as fuck. I don't know how I made it through the set.
So
well, I know why, because you're good on just fucking talking
off of the hip.
Yeah,
but your boy recorded shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, people got different techniques and things like that, and different theories like that. And what I found out with a lot of younger comics, they feel like they got to do something new every time.
Yep. Yep.
And I thought so too. Remember, I hated doing
the same shit. Like he fought me all the time, and I'm like, look, dude, I get it, I understand, but look, you got to work. It's a set. It's an act.
So with him helping me with that, and then I'm finally having a eureka moment. One of my eureka moments was, what's the dude that curly Hollywood Jewish guy that's in the movies right now? They laugh like
from American Pie.
Yeah, what's his name?
I fucking know.
Come on.
Lord, if I, you know, my fucking asking me my memory.
Man, well, anyway,
you asking me some shit.
Anyway, I saw a
set. I'm waiting for the moment I can give you an answer, though.
I saw a set that he'd been doing since he was like 13 or 14.
Damn.
He was doing the same set.
Jewish guy from, who are we talking about, the same person?
American Pie.
Is it with the glasses?
Yes.
The father?
No, not the father.
Okay, see, we're not talking about the same guy.
No, he was like in that Jewish clique with, it was a couple of them. American Pie, and he did it.
Judd Apatow. Uh-uh. What's the other Jewish dude's name?
Like Josh somebody?
What's the one Jewish super bad kid? He was just in the movie with Eddie Murphy.
Right. Yes. It was not him, but the other one. With the They played in like, what was the one, the baby movie?
Baby Knocked Mama. Up?
Yeah, Knocked Up.
Oh,
Baby Mama is with.
Oh, what the fuck is his name?
Let me look up Knocked Up. I got it on airplane mode, but I watched him. He from Canada. And okay. He did his set.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
He did the same set with his voice before his voice changed until after his voice changed. So that was like a eureka moment for me. Like, and I'm telling you this, and I'm telling myself this at the same time. Like, your old joke that I quoted to you is good shit.
Mm.
Old to you, but new to the world.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, we have to remind ourselves that all the time.
Anytime old to you,
somewhere
but,
else,
but
you
new
think
to the
about
world.
What material and.
Yeah, that shit, like, if you, like, in Cleveland, to me, I've always said Cleveland and this Ohio area, Warren and Cleveland and Canton and Akron, is like the world's Apollo. Meaning, like, we rough. Like, we'll laugh if it's funny. And we shutting up because we want to hear what else you got to say.
Right,
Make me laugh.
Right.
We paid our hard earned money. Make me laugh. Even though I'm at a comedy club, ha, that was good. What else you got? Because I want to get my money's worth.
Yeah.
That's how we are here. So it's like, you got to be like, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
But then you find out, like, when you go to other places, like, man, I killed in
Buffalo.
Atlanta. I killed in Buffalo. You know, we speaking from experience. We killed in Buffalo. Like you even hear people that be like, yeah, we went to New York. We did great.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's because it's like, because here is like, ha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better make me laugh.
I think that's because of hate.
Sure. You know what? I think it's because culture. It's the area here, and it's Cleveland is a tough city. We got a lot of depression.
Yeah.
A lot of roughness. And we like, okay, we're going to go out for entertainment. This motherfucker better make me laugh.
I got money. I'm about to spend it.
You better make me make laugh. Me laugh.
I'll tell you what, I've had no problems.
So I'm just saying, like,
I've had no problems. I've been making
laugh. I say this that, you and know, sometimes you know, I'll tell this to the head comic. Cleveland comedy is on the rise, baby. You know, Ohio area is on the rise. You know, Dean 2000 is in Warren.
Oh, yeah.
But
I gotta start doing shit in Warren, man. Y'all inspire me.
I will put Dean from Warren up against anybody out there.
Oh, 100%. Dude, he saw me when he was just sitting on the stool talking to motherfuckers.
Talking shit. Like,
look.
If I get enough time to prepare, not enough. If I prepare, I think I got confidence in my jokes, in my material.
Man, listen, I'm telling you, like, your older shit.
Yeah.
Like, your older shit, bro. Like, you know, like, if you chipped at that, perfected that.
Yeah, that's crazy that you say that, too, because once I use something and I get a laugh from it,
right?
I'll put it away.
Oh, I'll really?
Try something else, yeah.
Oh, I mean, you put it away, but that's build your hour. Look, so within your material, you said you got about
30 minutes,
40 minutes, some shit.
I got about 30 that I know they'll laugh at.
All right, so within this material, so I tell this to everybody anytime we talk, and just from what I think a special should be, mm-hmm. If you had one chance to tell the world, you had an hour to explain your life within said parameters about how, you know, trying to make it funny within your own observation of what you find. You think you've gotten to that point where you know, so you got a half hour of that? Is that how you molded it?
For sure.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, all right. For sure.
Yeah.
So, in addition to comedy, like, because to me personally, I figure like comedy would be a springboard to maybe writing for someone or sitcoms or things like that. Like,
what about acting?
Acting, like,
so it's an acting school in Cleveland that I'm about to. If I get off this investigation at work,
I know my money. We ain't talking about none of that shit right now. What are you talking
about? My money's
about?
Gonna keep coming. I'm gonna take acting classes.
So you're not opposed to acting?
No, I want to do it. I want to act. Yeah, I want to act. I want to do whatever I can to get better on stage. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, so I got a movie out. It ain't out yet.
It's a porno.
No, it should be. I probably got a couple of those floating up now. No, I got a movie. It ain't out yet, though.
So, all right. What were you doing?
I played a gangster, like a mobster.
Was it hard to act? What was your experience like?
It was kind of cool. It was just basically like, because, you know, I never had to do lines. You know what I mean? So in my mind, I'm like, how do I learn these fucking lines? So I had the script. So I recorded the scene, just my words and shit like that. And so I would listen to it all day. So then when you get there, you kind of, you know, you're sitting there and at least you know what you're saying. So they kind of put you, then you have to forget you got to actually act. You know what I mean? Sitting there. So it was kind of cool. It was just, I mean, I don't know. You seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know. How'd I do? I can show you the actual trailer.
I want to say that you was like, you had one of the most memorable scenes.
Well, of course, because of the trailer, I think.
It was the trailer. You said and how you said it.
Okay. How do y'all remember y'all material?
Writing it out.
I remember because it actually happened. Some of it actually happened, and some of it I actually thought of it in my mind. And plus, I always say I don't smoke pot. So that's why I remember.
If I don't write it, though, if I don't actually write it to paper, it's so hard to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I have to I got to write it to paper, and then you just try and go over it a little bit. But like you said, it's mostly shit that happened.
Yeah.
So it's kind of easy, but you want to get the wording because it's all about the wording.
Yeah.
You only got a certain amount of time. You're trying to bottle that. It's tough because you got to explain shit sometimes too. You know what I mean? So it's hard to find the wording to get the joke out or what you want to say across. And so I've been trying to do what he does, which I'm it seems like he don't prepare for shit. He just shows up and he's like, and he's done this, and I've done this more recently, where I'll wait, because usually when I go, I know what set I'm doing. Mm. I know I'm doing this set. Mm-hmm. But recently, I've been trying to show up and just watch and look at the crowd and think about my material and how much material I have and where. Cause the problem is pulling out, okay, I can do a minute from this set or 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I can grab a little bit because I can't go into the whole set. It takes too long.
They say this is the toughest art form, like live art form.
Well, you got to think it.
I mean, you're the writer, you're the performer, you're the editor, you're the fucking.
You gotta be a psychologist.
Self analysis.
Yeah. You gotta analyze yourself. Yeah. And the audience.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to think about what the first hump is. The first hump is public speaking.
Right.
A lot of people.
Yeah, nobody wants to get in front of nobody.
Damn, nobody like, yeah. You know, once you get over the fact that you're going to be in front of the audience and you got to talk to people, then once you get into it, you be like, you be so into it. Like when people like interrupt or try to get on stage or say stuff, you be like,
yeah.
Yo, I have the mic. Mm-hmm. Y'all came to see me. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I'm up here now. You know what I'm saying?
You never say that. I've never heard you say that.
But it's the state of mind, though. I'm here. It. I'm up here on stage.
Mm-hmm. I'm at my level, brother.
Just checking.
I'm up on stage. You develop that, like, I'm here. I worked hard to be here. Get off my stage. Don't try to get the light. If you think you can do it, come up here and do it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the beautiful thing because, like I said, you said Kill Tony. That they only get a minute. You know what I mean? On Kill Tony, they get a minute.
What the fuck?
So when you see people go up there for 5 minutes and they fucking... You know what I mean? It's like when you see people go in for a minute and die, it's bad. But when you see people go up for 5 minutes and fucking die, it's like, ugh. I feel terrible. You know what I mean? But at the same time, at least they're up there doing it. You know what I mean? That's where we all lose perspective in all this stuff. You know what I mean? Because obviously, for the first time when I went up to go watch the open mic, before I went up, I watched. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I can do that. You know, I can at least do better than that. You know what I mean? On certain people. Mostly, I tell you what, I wasn't super impressed with most people. You know what I mean? But for you sure. Can at least do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so,
your first time, did you?
Yeah, I got it recorded. Yeah. It's on YouTube. And yeah. I did okay. You know what I mean? But you still learn because the second joke I learned, if you don't explain who somebody is, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, I did a joke about Kevin Winslow Jr. If you don't know, he played for the Cleveland Browns and got busted jerking off in a Cleveland parking lot, I mean, in a Target parking lot, you don't know nothing about the story. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying means nothing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, but from that experience, and I re-goofed about talking about baby wipes and wiping your ass and stinky buttholes and shit like that. But at the same time, you realize where you do wrong. You know what I mean? Where you can fucking adjust and how the process works, even for the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I did do 5 minutes.
But right? But check this out. Yo, Dean, like, this is your... It's your chance to blast out who Dean is right now, man. Like, yeah. let the people know who you are, what your comedy is about, what you're trying to accomplish. You're not opposed to acting.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to acting. My main goal in this is to, I just want to be respected amongst other people who do this as someone who is good at doing this. Like, yeah, I want to make some money.
Right.
I just want to be good at something, though. Like,
right.
It's like a pride thing, like an ego thing. Like, I want to be known as someone who really does this shit.
Right.
And is really good at it. Other than being able to take care of my family. And
right.
Having
right.
some freedom in your job. Like you right. were saying, like, what's better than getting up on stage and making people laugh?
Right.
Right.
Like, look, you can't really beat that shit.
When you go to a job, you know, we all have regular jobs, obviously, trying to do this thing. And I tell
investigation.
But still, either way,
we gonna make it.
We got no, some. No, we got no, something. We
even,
deal with.
Even if you know, I'm gonna tell you this, man. Like, I was distraught about losing the job one time, and the OG was like, "So,
plenty of them out there. You kidding?"
And I'm telling you, like, yeah. so, Yeah. You know, like you under investigation, and if you if this
oh, that don't even sound good.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I think about it like this: you act like you ain't got talent enough to go and get a job anywhere else.
You young. You got your whole life ahead of you, so and even like though right now you are, in my opinion, I know you are. You're bigger than that job.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you, bro.
You bigger than that fucking job, bro.
We talked about it pregame, fucking. People at a job think they're bigger than something outside of that job.
And plus, it's people that's doing comedy that really ain't that good. Yeah. But they still doing still it.
Doing it.
Oh, 100%.
And then you got
we're talking about professionals, too.
Look, I don't know about Dean because I don't see him because he's in a different city. But Dean come when he want to and come and wreck shop and then bounce and go back home and...
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, this is the part I'm going to clip and make sure I post the shit to my page.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, I'm not lying. I'm just saying, like, they didn't come and do
like,
his thing.
I liken it to a baseball player, right? So, just because you hit a home run, don't mean you're a home run hitter. 100%. You just got a hold of a pitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Like, I've struck out more than I've hit home runs.
I've never hit a home run, unfortunately.
I've hit home runs, though.
I've never hit a home run.
No, yeah, so I've hit home runs before, but I've never got adequate batting practice.
Right.
I need to get that batting practice.
Right.
Yeah, man, but...
But that's what doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you got to keep doing it.
And it sounds like you're out there doing it. You know what I mean? And we talk about it all the time. Unfortunately, we don't get out there every day. You know what I mean? With our lives and fucking, especially I'm 40 fucking 6 years old, you know.
Life.
Yeah. Well, not even so much. The good thing is the kids are grown. You know what I mean? So it's just dealing with not having to, you know, you got to.
That's what I'm trying to tell my girlfriend, bro. Like, I'm not trying to have no kids right now. I'm trying to do this shit. Give me some fucking time.
Well, yeah, but either way, it's tough because. Yeah. That's why I started that. When you were doing comedy, that's when I started having kids. That's when I had my son.
Okay. And how old were you?
I was 19 when I had him.
Yeah, damn. But you gotta, you know, sometimes like even with trucking, that's what I do, but even with comedy, you know, your significant other gotta understand the assignment, gotta believe in the assignment.
They gotta believe, unfortunately.
Or if they don't, like I always tell Jay. Once you make it and blow up, get you a sock, fill it with $1,000.
Homie, don't play that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this was paying his house right now. Whack him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, man, like.
I look at it like this, and there's nothing I'm great at or good. You know, I'm good at a lot of things. I'm trying to find what I'm great at. I'm on the right path, I think. You know what I'm saying? I've always made people laugh in any interaction. You know what I'm saying? At work, fucking, I'm hilarious at the job. You know what I mean? Just talking shit. You know what I mean? It's just in normal interactions. And it's hard to find that thing. And it's hard hard when you don't got support.
Yeah.
It sucks when you don't got support where you think you're going to get support from. And
she support me. I will say that 100,000%. She does. Yeah.
That's good.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it's good to have that because if not, you got to dig within yourself sometimes and believe in yourself. And it's hard, but you also have people around you to enforce that. You know what I mean? And then that's good. You know what I mean? So the thing is, I believe you're on the right path. You know what I mean? Because just watching... From the moments I've seen you on stage, natural.
Yeah, definitely.
Natural
on stage.
Automatically. You know what I'm saying?
Man, shit,
and
that's
I know
crazy.
You're nervous as fuck because you said it. And that's what it is. It's that nervousness until they call your name and then you're...
Y'all don't ever have thoughts of like...
All the time?
Like, I'm fucking done with this shit.
Oh
yeah,
done with it? Not really.
No, well,
not no.
I ain't gonna say done.
No,
with
you know
it,
why? I'm gonna tell you right now. Hold on, Cordell, real quick. You know why? Because every day when I get done with work, I'm like, "Fuck this!
Yeah,
I can't wait to go do this."
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I worked all day to have you come on this podcast so we can talk about doing this. And this is what counts.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck
yeah.
That.
You're right.
That was the pay for this place where you're sitting now. Yeah, you're so right. So we could do this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, is finding what you love.
And so what about comedy do y'all love?
So for me, what is it? For me, about comedy that I love, first of all, I tell people this all the time. I'm a shy person. So one of the ways that I broke out of my shyness is if I'm in a room, or if I could crack the ice with making somebody laugh, mm-hmm. I'm out my shy bubble.
Yeah.
That's number one. Another one is like if somebody like is at their darkest moment of their life. Mm. Like say they lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. And I could come up to them and talk to them and take them out of there
right. mm-hmm.
for like 2 seconds or 3 seconds or something like that. And they laughing mm-hmm. at their darkest point. That's like a million bucks to me. Yeah. You know, that makes me feel really good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've done that on several occasions and not knowing that that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And that's like $1 million to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel good about that because you never know where a person can be mentally,
right.
what they're going through. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you've been going through mentally. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't know what anybody's going through. So that's why I call them and be like, yo. Or I'll send them a text. You good?
Yeah. You're good at that.
I'm super just saying because people be on my mind.
I think you got time. Have hit me up like that before. Yeah.
Like, you know, you good? What's up? You all right?
That goes a long way, dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, certain people, it's like, the world should know about you.
Hey.
The world should know about Dean.
Real quick, I know we brought this up before, but it's because of that that we're sitting here now. Because we used to work together. I left. It was probably, I don't know how many months after the case. Maybe longer. Who the fuck knows? But then that's when you hit me up. Hey, Jay, what you doing? Shit. I'm doing comedy. What the fuck?
So y'all knew each other before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's tight.
Yeah. We used to work at a spot, and then I ended up leaving there. And so he kept in contact with me. And then from there, he was like, oh, shit, I'll come down. And fucking, he started coming to the fights, and bam.
Now look. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tight.
It's because, like, you know, like.
He keeps in contact with people. You know what I'm saying?
I keep in contact with people, but then, you know, a lot of times, I look at a person and I see things that sometimes they don't see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
oh, all the interactions we had at the job. You know what I mean? It was just a natural thing that we'd be doing this shit.
Oh yeah, man, we'll be freestyling. We'll be, you know, like
talking shit.
We worked at I'm gonna put it like this. We worked at a place that was like a good old boy company. Meaning, like,
gotta elaborate.
I'll tell you.
You said ghetto or good old?
Good old. Mafia ran company, right?
All
right. Mafia ran company. They made their own rules.
He was a driver. I used to be a driver. I ended up working.
We were
in
drivers.
Warehouse.
Okay. The company I work for, as far as the blacks, you could be a driver. You could clean up the place. You could change the trash, but you ain't going to be in certain positions. Now, that's as far as you go now.
Damn, what year was this? 42?
It's still going on to this day.
Shit.
So when you have good old boy company, you run your own rules. You don't go through the, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, am I lying, Jay?
No, you good.
Okay. I'm just trying to see, like, am I tripping or am I making it up? You could drive. You could change our trash, but you ain't going no higher.
Yeah, damn.
You ain't going to be no salesperson making over 100K. You ain't going to be up in the corporate offices and none of that shit.
Okay? That's not funny. Why am I laughing?
Because it's the funny. It's the truth. It is funny, though.
What's wrong with me?
No. Because they're right. Mm-hmm. Because if you had a company, that's your right to run it that way, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I can't be mad at that. I'm with it.
Either way, we used to talk shit about it all the time.
We talk shit. You know, this dude would be like, no matter what day, what time, we started, we had early hours.
Yeah.
This dude would be driving around on his machine like, oh, early in the morning. I was like, what the fuck? It's early in the morning. This dude like, oh. Like, yeah, you know, Justin.
Now, keep in mind, this is after I've been to Iraq twice. This is after life. This
yeah, don't matter, man. This is like
good
four.
Now.
This is after life.
This is like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
This is after
I
life.
Come in, Jay on that bitch, like, yeah. Like when you imagine coming to work early in the morning, you like, you know, you ain't had no coffee or nothing.
Here you go.
And this motherfucker on the machine, like, oh, you know, like.
We had a work meeting today about PTSD.
Oh shit, I have none of it.
What, really?
I mean, I may have some.
I have more PTSD than he do, but go ahead.
I may have some signs of it, but I tell you what, man, marijuana is a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
marijuana is a wonderful thing, people. I'll tell you what, I may have
post-traumatic stress
syndrome. I may have anger issues. I may have quick reaction problems, but when you high, you don't want to deal with shit, and you just like went. And so instead of road rage, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
You yeah. cut me off. Oh, instead of fuck you, go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
And yep. PTSD comes in many different forms, and one of the reasons why I realized that I had it was because, you know, at the job that we worked together, you know, I was heavy in the gym. The gym that I worked out in constantly was at a mall.
Okay.
But I didn't go until after 9 because the mall was closed.
Okay.
Because I was on the treadmill. The way the treadmills were set up, people that if it was open, the people can walk behind you and shit from the mall.
Oh, okay.
And I went after because I didn't want nobody walking behind me.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling the dude. I said, I don't go until after 9 o'clock because I don't like people walking behind me. Mm-hmm. He was like, why? And that opened up the can of worms of, because I've been jumped and I've been robbed and I don't like nobody behind me. And he was like, and I was like, I'm still, you know, wired that way.
Yeah.
Having guns to your head and being shot at a couple of times.
Was out here like that?
Not that I was out here.
I would have never guessed that. I always thought he was like an IT dude.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Like a glowworm.
A tech dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But see, okay,
I'm not saying you a bitch or nothing.
No, okay. I get it, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I came with grips, like, yeah, I grew up in the jungle, but I refused to be an animal.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm in the jungle, and that's why, like when you see these so-called hard rock dudes or dudes that think they hard, they know. Like, you could settle a lot of shit. Because when I walk through a place, I'm looking at people in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at them in their eyes.
Motherfucking
and
eyes.
And they normally turn away. Because I'm still looking at you. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? It's like, because that's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So I speak and I walk and I dress a different way. But I'm from the trenches.
Yeah.
People always say,
good kid, mad city.
Right. People always ask me where I'm from. I always say, you know where the hood is at? They be like, yeah, which hood? I be like, well, it don't matter. I'm from under there. Like, wherever hood is, I'm from underneath there.
From under the hood.
Yeah, like I'm from that. Under the hood.
You're the engine.
I'm underneath there.
Under the hood.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like, it's nothing to be glorified.
Nah.
Who want to be like, man, I was so poor?
I don't know, man. I don't deal with PTSD. I kind of let this shit, if shit happens, you kind of like fucking take it for what it's worth and fucking move on, man.
Well, you know I'm PTSD. But I mean,
I know where the exits are.
You know where the exits are.
I know where the exits are.
You know where we go, when we go to places, my back is on the wall.
I don't like my back towards the exit.
I know who everybody is, what they're wearing. I'm sizing them up.
I kind of lose track of all that.
I don't.
Because I watch people, but at the same time, I've come to grips with I'm on borrowed time. So at this time, I've learned to just kind of like just go with shit, man.
You say you're on borrowed time. What you mean? you about to die, bro?
No.
Well, hey. So
It's getting deep.
Well, you got to understand, like, you know, we in our 40s.
Damn, so, y'all niggas old.
Old as fuck. So it's like, so it's like, when you like, especially after this pandemic, you seeing people die.
Yeah.
You hearing about people your age die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit. Just from what happened with me. I mean.
You got a pacemaker or something?
I got shot. Fucking.
Boy, Iraq?
No, fucking Cleveland.
Hey, that's crazy. How you been deployed 2 times to get shot in Cleveland?
Shot in Cleveland, because that's how facts. Serious Cleveland is.
Facts.
That'd have been salty as fuck.
That's actually what kind of brought me and him together.
You got shot, bro.
I was, yeah.
What did it feel like? Did it sizzle?
Adrenaline's a motherfucker, so it didn't feel like shit.
Feel nothing at first. That's what they say.
No. It just... I just knew I got hit.
Were you the target?
Oh, yeah. It was point blank. Oh, somebody was trying. He was like right there. I was...
He shot you in the arm?
Well, I was like this. So
you're out the camera.
So, yeah, I was just like this, and it shot me here, but...
Was it over a female?
Oh, no, they're trying to rob me.
Oh.
Let me set this up. Let me set this up. I come in... Because we worked at the same place. And...
It's daytime? Nighttime?
Daytime.
I came in... Cleveland ain't playing.
Man, Cleveland never was playing.
You got shot in the daytime?
So look...
You trying to rob you in the daytime?
Check this out, yo. I'm like... I came in from work. I mean, came in from doing my run. And one of the other drivers like... Did you hear Justin got shot? I'm like, Justin got shot? Like, what you mean? Yeah, Justin got shot. I said, where he at? He's like, he's at, you know, at Metro. Oh, yeah, Metro. Oh, shit. So I finished up doing what I had to do, and I shot straight out there. I'm like, shit. Because I expected to see a lot of other drivers out there because it could have been me. It could have been any one of us because he got shot doing his job.
I was the only one.
Man, when I got out there.
Yep.
It was just me out there.
That's your boy right here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like.
So y'all close.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I thought y'all just met like on some comedy shit.
Nah, man. I knew him from the job. Tight. But like that showed more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was like.
He know your dad and shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did the comedy and we made a trip out that way. So, yeah, he met him for sure. Yeah. Especially on his birthday. That was dope.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, when he got shot, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, it could have been me. Because it's like the routes is not dedicated to each driver.
Yeah.
It could have been. That could have been me.
Yeah.
I could have been doing that same shit he was doing.
Right.
But he got popped. And it was like, man.
So you got shot delivering something.
Yeah. I don't want to get into too many details. They never caught the nail.
You watching.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. That's why. Look, and I'm doing comedy out in Cleveland.
He on your ass.
And I talk about it, but I don't talk about the actual, you know, event. Exactly. I totally talk about getting shot, you know what I'm saying, on the way to the ambulance and all that shit. But the facts are that there was two people there, and it was basically point blank, almost. You know what I'm saying? It was shot through a window, you know what I'm saying? So it was one of those things where you don't know. You know what I mean?
That's bullshit.
In my mind, and the thing is, like, being in Iraq and everything like that and thinking about it, the first thing I think about was how to get out of that situation.
You got out of it, right?
I mean, I took a bullet, you know, but luckily it hit me where I was able, in adrenaline, I mean, I ran. I was able to climb some shit. I was able to, it was crazy. It was a fucking, it was a day. Considering I'm sitting there thinking...
Wow.
Considering I'm sitting there like, oh, it's this time. I'm about to go back, drop this shit off, go to the gym. The day's over. Bam.
No, you got shot.
Boom.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Exactly.
You got shot. Yeah. You thought your day was about to go smooth.
The fuck?
Nope, fuck that. You got shot.
How about life on the same day that my grandfather passed away? Not that day, but the same day. Not that year, but the same day. So
wait, like,
so it was the same day, but not that same year.
Oh, so you almost left the same day granddad left. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, man.
How's that for life? That's crazy.
You got siblings, Dean?
Yep.
Okay.
I definitely got siblings.
How do you feel about you doing comedy?
I think they're cool about it.
I'm sure you're the one that are like, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm the black sheep of the whole family. Okay, so yeah, for sure. Something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you consider yourself the black sheep?
100%.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? You know, right?
Yeah. Man, this is not
even all day.
I'm definitely the black sheep. You're the black sheep of the family? Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Nice. So at least you're in a... I think we all fall into that, you know, category.
Because we're comedians. Yeah, for sure.
You know, ones who don't want to be in a box, who think outside the box, who want to enjoy life a little bit.
One thing I can say about Dean is he's a snazzy dresser. You see this shirt this guy got on?
Oh, shit. What's that?
Man, that is a dope-ass shirt, man.
People are listening. He has a Midnight Paco podcast shirt.
Oh, man, that boy is banging. It looks good on him.
This shirt is going to have cum on it tonight.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Look.
It's down here is her cum. It's up here is my cum.
Listen, ain't nothing wrong with shooting yourself in the eye. Just
don't use my face to wipe it off.
Ain't nothing wrong with shooting yourself in the eye. But at the same time, this dude's voicemail says, hey, this is Dean, dude. This is Dean. And if you're Amish, go fuck a goat.
What the fuck?
I'm like, what the?
You know what? I did a report on the Amish in high school. I
fucking hate them.
Wait a minute. Other than the fact that they musty, what do you hate about them?
Yo, how can I say bad shit on here?
You can say whatever you want. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to say what I want to say.
You say what you want to say.
Say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Man, those motherfuckers was robbing me like...
How are they robbing?
This dude was fucking me. I should have a baby in my stomach. I used to drive the Amish. So.
Speak on it. Because I got a story too. Go ahead.
Long story short, he was paying me way less than I thought I was supposed to get paid. I was supposed to. For all the driving I was doing, I should have been bringing in at least $1,500 a week. A week. He was robbing me. I didn't know. He was fucking me over. I just had no clue. Part of it, I gotta put it on my own ignorance.
Yeah, for not being educated. Fault.
But man, dude, he was fucking robbing me. And not only that, once what happened, he tried not to pay me. I'm a black man in America. I worked for a week for you. At least pay me, dude.
Right. Yeah, you at least got to pay you. Yeah,
so one of the things that I learned.
I said, you fucking retarded inbred. And they said, you shouldn't say retarded. I said, I'll call him retarded faggot and nigger because I hate him.
Wow. Okay. So hey, yo, Dean, look, let me just say this, bro.
You gotta blurt that shit out.
We ain't blurting that out.
You
look,
can't put that nowhere.
Yeah,
I'm blurting just because we're gonna get monetized. Listen. So those are the only words probably.
Listen,
stop
bro. I put people up on the pedestal because they followed. In my mind, they were Bible people, so I put them up on
they
the
do
pedestal.
Have this one.
So,
that's
but
respectable.
But at the same time,
fuck them.
At the same time, like, look, I worked very closely with them.
Okay.
So at the same time, it was like, let me tell you my first eureka moment. I had a bunch of gourds, which is like squashes and.
Yeah, for like Halloween time?
Pumpkins and squashes and stuff. Yeah. So I'm unloading. They used to help me unload the truck. And I was like, I didn't know I had a lot of onions. I ain't had no onions. It wasn't onions.
Yeah, it was a musty ass.
It was them.
Yep.
All right.
Why did that shit when I was drinking?
That's number one. Now, game recognized game. Hood recognized hood. It was like three or four of them. They was like no older than 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
I parked I open my doors and I park. There's like three of them. They all look me in my face, walked in my truck, grabbed what they wanted and was eating it, looking at me when they walked out, like, say something, do something, say something, do something. So I'm like, y'all born like this, or y'all in the witness protection program because y'all into something else? Or I'm just saying, like I said, hood recognize hood, gang recognize gang. Some of them walked a certain way, and I'm like,
no, they said, no, you here. You know this is a community.
I understand that, this but our spot. Like I said, hood recognize hood. Some of them walk pretty damn hood. Mm. And like I said, for them to walk on my truck without saying nothing to me, grab what they want, and then come out eating and looking at me like, say something.
Their dad was the mayor.
Or something. Or something. You know what I'm saying? That's just gangster type move.
Him. Hey, you ever see that show Banshee?
Mm-mm. That's when they allowed to be un-Amish for a while.
No, dude. Mm. This series, The Dawn. Mm. Shout out to The Dawn, my father. He told me about this show Banshee, which is a dope show. There's a lot of filth in it. Without the filth, it'd still be a dope show. But it's about like this Amish country and this motherfucker running shit. And it's in this town called Banshee, Pennsylvania, or whatever the fuck.
That's where they be?
Yes. So check it out. I think there's like three seasons. It's pretty fucking good series. But it's
Amish people.
Amish motherfucker.
If I watch it, do any of the proceeds go to the Amish?
Probably not.
Then I'll watch it.
Yeah. But I would hope not. I mean, it might.
That would be crazy for them to get paid off of something.
Puts them in the light. Yeah.
They don't even got no fucking
TV. Can't even watch.
How the fuckers be using cell phones and shit?
Mennonites.
Some of them. Mennonites. But I think you could come up selling old Game Boys. Like, you go.
Like,
go to the Amish country.
Oh,
sales.
Shit.
The one I used to drop off, he had a Nintendo Switch. They're cheating, bro.
Yeah, the Switch.
They ain't even like as disciplined as they used to be.
No, a lot of them are Mennonites. And then
some of them told me it depends on what their church decide. Because I was wondering, like,
fuck them and their church.
Oh, shit. They're going to get fucking, what are they called? Excommunicated?
Yeah, they going
to. If you Amish and you watching this, suck my dick.
Oh. But why? Use your mouth. Like, Gooder dog. Your teeth.
The same.
And wash your ass.
Hey, man, y'all ain't going to be up here just dissing.
Look, dissing the Amish.
Yeah, if you shave your mustache, Justin, guess what?
What?
You'll be Amish.
I know.
Yeah, cut this part.
Yeah.
But I don't. Be crazy. Because I'm not. And I wash my ass.
I'd have got the fuck out of here if I saw he was Amish.
Yeah.
I'd have left.
Look, it's another comedian that don't like the Amish, too.
Who is it?
Liam Salvage. Yeah, Liam Salvage.
I gotta fuck with bro.
Shout out to Liam, but he
I gotta fuck with bro.
Yeah, he hates the Amish. He's always talking shit about the Amish. It's hilarious.
My only gripe is with
you talk about that on stage?
Not yet. Okay. This is a new beef.
Okay. It's a new beef.
It's a new beef.
Because his voicemail clearly say, yeah, he reached Dean. Leave a message. Oh, if you Amish,
go fuck a goat.
But guess what? They ain't gonna call you. They be on the phone, man.
I'm telling you.
They might be. It might be on the phone.
I used to drive for them, so they got the. Every last one of my crew members had a phone, whether it was a little flip.
Fuck what technology.
The one has Snapchat. I swear to God, this Amish dude has Snapchat. He's showing me shit. I'm like, why the fuck ain't you gonna go to hell for this, bro?
He don't care, pussy.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
Hey,
his mama.
Hey,
his cousin,
stuff, man. Look, you know I be on the road like all times of the night. Uh-huh. I saw some solo missions. Like I saw this young dude on one of them kick things, the kick scooter thing.
Yep.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, where you coming from, bro? Like, where you coming from? Your cousin? It was his cousin girlfriend.
His cousin girlfriend. Yeah. And he's fucking an ass.
And he was kick flicking on that. I'm like, where you going on that scooter thing, man?
Y'all fucking crazy.
That scooter. He was kicking it on that. Like, wah,
wah. I'm like, I gotta get home for Pa gets up.
They be strong as fuck, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
My God.
Even the kids. It's
the farmer shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Look,
I had a real situation. Like, I did a pickup. We was picking up dill.
Dill pickles?
Dill. what they season the dill pickles with.
Okay.
And they come in like bunches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like 6 feet this round.
Not bud, but dill.
But dill.
Bullshit.
And I was like, yo, I can't back up where y'all want me to. And they said, we'll just bring it out to you. Wife.
How they said?
Look, seriously, on everything, it was like.
Pregnant wife.
Pregnant wife. The pregnant wife, the kids, the husband, they just brought it out and loaded my truck without.
Elijah. Or Jebediah.
Yoder. They just brought it out without even. Look, when I tell my kids.
That
look,
motherfucker.
I tell my kids to tie their shoe, they.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they got busy instantly without. I said, look, I ain't backing up.
Man, them families don't play, man.
And they just got busy instantly without.
How do you think they discipline? Like, they whoop?
With a switch?
In your ass, probably.
I don't know about. But this is what I'm saying.
The Lord fucking punishes them.
with all jokes aside, you got to think about if it's a neighborhood of just Amish people, they have to be in.
Fall in line like motherfucking boy. Because
it ain't too many of them, and they.
But there's outliers, and then Banshee. One of them is a filthy little bitch, and she's a sneak out.
Some little mixed Amish kids out here. I saw one today that looked like he had some color to him.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know how much joy it'll bring me to fuck one of those Amish girls and get them pregnant?
Oh, my
and
Lord.
Just dip.
And dip.
You know what? I would be afraid.
Be of stinky. What? They ain't got no GPS to find.
Say it again, Jay.
Stinky.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, man.
Yes. I ain't eating it.
Stinky. Yeah, but you've always been. Yeah, because you may have been some chick over before and said snake bite.
Look, hold on, bro. Hold on now. Yeah. Now,
poopy shoe for the night, you know what I'm saying? Just not
listen,
right.
Listen. You got to experience it. If you experienced it, you experienced it all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
you experienced some.
Bad times.
Some stinking.
Oh, peanut butter on the cut.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you ain't never?
I would throw up and pass out.
Oops. It looks like. What the fuck?
Oh, no, bro. That's crazy.
He said peanut butter. He said it comes with
peanut
territory.
Peanut butter? Nah. Peanut butter?
Look at Jay. Look at his face. He's like,
fuck no. Bro, what the fuck? Who?
Life.
Who?
No. Hey, when you try and do some certain shit.
Was
you
she 12 and didn't know how to wipe her ass?
No, it's just, you know, drunk at night. You don't know.
She was drunk too, though.
Of course.
Okay.
No, not okay, D.
Not at 12.
Yeah, but as an adult, like, come on, man, I don't want no peanut butter on me yet. No
well,
way.
Of course not. But I that's can't. When you shouldn't probably go in certain areas when you're not
prepared.
Ready. Yeah,
didn't prepare for it.
No,
because I did hear and understand like the preparation for some of those scenes.
I mean,
they don't eat for a couple of days and they clean out. And,
yeah.
Damn, they take their job serious.
Yeah, they're
just think good. About it, if that was your good job, girls. I would.
Fasting for your anal scene?
Good girls.
You supposed to.
Yeah, you don't want I didn't know that. On, you don't want none of that shit on camera.
Yeah, you don't want no shit.
Literally.
You know
what? But what about?
You don't
want like,
no truffle butter.
Truffle butter.
I like, look, like, I never did that shit in real life. That shit happened? Like, shit get on your dick for real?
It depends.
You don't think it come with the territory? Yeah. Like, if you in there, that's where it come from. Yep. It's got to come from it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, I thought you would just be pushing it back in.
Nope.
Yeah.
Depends. It's not solid.
Jay, what the fuck? It's not solid.
I mean, it's not solid. Have you had always not? Solid shits?
I took one yesterday that was solid.
I mean, they're so
solid.
Sometimes. Sometimes they're mushy.
No, yeah. I don't care. No, thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm good.
Sorry, people. But you know what the fuck we're talking about.
I'm cool.
Can I take a piss break real quick?
Yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Bitch!
I got Dean up in this bitch. So, Dean, like...
No, don't try to cut it short. Look, he's seen the time on this episode. He's going about to try to cut this bitch short. Look at it. Look at his face.
It's cool. I got some meatballs at home to get home to. Right,
did yeah, it. You see what I'm saying? So Dean,
he's had meatballs.
What do the world have to look forward to seeing from Dean, bro? Other than you, you know, tearing it up in the comedy rooms.
Man, I don't know. Honestly.
Still looking forward.
That's a real answer.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing at this point. Just trying to get booked for shows, trying to work on recording some skits, recording some short stories.
Right.
I want to do more shit, bro, but honestly, I just,
it's tough. Lazy. It's hard to get motivated, man.
It's hard to be motivated.
You have somebody around you, or you just go out by yourself?
Wait, what did you say?
You got a team.
Yeah. You got somebody you go out to like.
My
like,
girl will come record for me, but okay. Other than that,
nah, like just, no, like somebody like Cordell, like me and him. Like me and him usually go out. People are like, oh, you guys go to go. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, nope.
Like, okay.
Nope. Yeah. Nothing.
It's the best because, like I always tell my son, I'm like, do shit yourself. Don't wait on nobody else. Because if you wait on somebody else, you ain't going to do shit.
I fell
you
know into that mean? Trap before.
Yeah. So it's good you do that. But also at the same time, if you have somebody else and you're like, hey, you want to do this, you want to do that, you're a little bit more motivated. You know what I'm saying?
Napoleon Hill. I forget what the book is called, but basically setting up your circle
for okay.
people who got the same goals mindset. And intentions as you. But being forewarned, my buddies are like burnt out. They're just chilling, right. living their lives. They really don't aspire to have more than
dreams.
Yeah, I'm still trying to do shit.
I heard that before, and I get that.
Yeah,
I get that, especially coming from Warren. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to just fall into this like, is what like, my life is.
Yeah.
Like you said, who your father is, the mayor of Warren, and the guy that I'm very close with, he had like a man of the year dinner. So I'm sure your father and him knows each other. Yeah.
You ain't gonna say his name?
No. I don't want to put him out there. I'll tell you off air, but hey, I'm sure.
What did it start with?
His first name?
Yeah.
A?
What his last name start with?
His original last name or his new last name?
His original last name.
J?
I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you off air. You gonna know him?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? You know, hey. Like I said, check for my man, Dean.
Yeah, please.
Right here.
Yeah, man. He's look.
Like one of the.
He's been doing it longer than us. So sure. I didn't even know that
so
shit.
Had to be consistent,
how did
man.
I know he was a professional before we knew it? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the proof was in his performance.
I mean, obviously, you know, we sat there and seen how fucking
comfortable he was.
Man, look at him. He's just fucking talking weird.
And I'm nervous as fuck, and he up there like.
I'm looking nervous at too, man. I just hated it, man. Or I probably was just drunk as fuck.
I like to hear that though, because that shows like I said, man. Every time before a stage, I'm nervous. As soon as they called my name.
The last time I went to the Funny Stop, I was in the back corner.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro. I'm nervous.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Wow. It's crazy because you look so comfortable on stage, man. So everybody out there, if you get a chance, and Dean 2000 is in your spot.
Go check this dude out. Yeah.
Check him out, man.
Follow me.
Yeah. Where can they find you?
Instagram, Twitter, Dean 2000, DEEN. 2000 __ on Facebook.
Yeah.
A man Dean Go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fucking man Dean.
DEEN.
Oh, okay.
Man Dean Go. So the bitches be like, you're man Dean Go. You motherfucking right, I'm man Dean Go.
Oh, there it is, watch.
Yep.
Where can they find you at, Jay?
Well, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
And I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, appreciate everybody, man. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Check out Dean 2000. He's
check
doing
big
things, everybody. Appreciate everybody. See you next week.
Peace.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.